Okay. So we are on Pei Amud Aleph. We are a little bit below halfway down. First word line is Itmar. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. Itmar, back into this question of how we know if someone's a service or an islandist, etc. So Itmar, Ka'achal Chilev mi ben shnei mesrei v'yom echa. A person ate Chilev, right, from forbidden fats. From the age of 12 and one day, I ben shmona esrei until they're 18. V'nol dubo simanei saris, and then you find out that they have the simanim that they're really a saris. So la'achar mekan hevish saris, and then afterwards they grow to hairs. So Rav Amar. So basically, the shaila is like right as follows. We mentioned this before. Do we say from 12 to 18 they were 12 from 12 to 18 they didn't have saris? And I think we're going to see later that presumably this is referring to a woman, actually. And it's kind of obvious because the language is a shtei mesrei. Right? Shtei mesrei would not be relevant to a man, to a girl. So from 12 to 18, she doesn't have shtei tzaros. So lech ora, it sounds like she didn't become a gedola until 18, right? She actually didn't become until then. But then, right, and at that point, what do we say? She's a tzaros. So do we say, and then she has Shtei Tzaros. So do we say the Shtei Tzaros say, oh, now she became a gedola, or do we say no? The fact that she now has Simanei Tzaros, that was the Talmid. The Talmid, oh, it must be that she really was never right. She was always a Tzaros, or always an islandist, and the lack of Shtei Tzaros didn't really matter. And really, she was a gedola already at 12. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is whether she's chayav freed in the chaylev, which she when she was 14 and a half, whatever. Okay, so Rav Amar. So Rav says, yeah, when we find out she has Simanei Tzaros, which really can be like islandness, so then what happens? It turns out she was always a Tzaros, in which case she's chaya for eating the chaylev. Shmuel Amar katan haya ba'os hasha, and Shmuel says no. Shmuel says we don't go back and assume that now she was a katana the whole time, but rather once if she has the two Cyrus, Shtei Cyrus now, so she counts as the gedola now, but not from before. Okay. So Maskev Larav Yosef Larav. So if Yosef attacks Rav as follows. Islandist Larav Meir, Yehei La Knas. Then an islandist, according to Rav Meir now, should get a Knas. What do you mean to get a Knas? What are we talking about? So it's referring to the scenario of a man who's ma'anis a woman, a man who rapes a woman, and she gets there's a certain payment that's made for a man who's ma'anis a na'ara. We'll see in a second. Look at Rashi almost in the middle of the wide lines. Islandist Rabbi Meir Yehi Laknas. Second, the last two words in the line are Chamishim Kesef. Sure. So Chamishim Kesef, right? She'll get the 50 silver coins that you get if a woman is raped. Allah matani of Maseches Ksubis. So why does it say Maseches Ksubis? Alanis ain lo kenas. Why do we paskin in Ksubis that an alanis actually doesn't get that kenas? Velo pitoy, right? And doesn't get the be'ilun iris. Umukmina like Rabbi Meir. We paskin that's like Rabbi Meir. To Amar Kitana ain lo kenas. Ba'alanis hol ve'ain lo sairos. Katanahi, right? V'yamim shahay seru'ul naros v'lo arminan. Meaning, Rabbi Meir says the point being that if a woman is considered a child, so the it's still usher to do, but the actual fine that comes in that scenario for being honest, an adult woman, so that doesn't happen if she's a katana, because she's a katana, and islandess hoyo ve'in la sa'aros, since she doesn't have any hairs, right? Katanahi. She's considered a katana. V'yam mishahai serulin naros, v'lo amrinan, even in days, meaning even when she's already 12 and a half years old, right? V'lo amrinan, kevin sha'avri yod ches, v'lo hevia, nas is gedolim afreya, l'chayev knas, esa'on sa'be meinaros. We don't say, oh, well, he was ma'anis her when she was 12 and a half, and she didn't have Shtei Tzaros. Well, let's wait till she's 18. When she's 18, if she turns out she has Shtei Tzaros, now Lamafreya will make the guy pay the fifty shekel kesef, the chamishim kesef. We don't say that. So, but according to this approach now, that was what Rabbi Meir paskin. So if that's true, than that which Rav said, that we look lamafreya. We say, well, look, let's look back and say, you know, now that she has Shtei Saros, now it must mean that all the time until now she was also gedola. So that that would make me, according to Meir, now we'd have to pay up in that scenario, and we don't. So what's going on here? So Amale Abaye, no, Abaye says it's not a problem. Mikat Nusa Yotzisa Levagir. Okay, so Abaye says it's not a problem. Even according to Rabbi Meir, in that case, we're not going to make the guy pay the fifty kesef. Why? What's the difference? So the difference is as follows. Look at Rashi. Amale Abaye Mikat Nusa Yotzisa Levagir LaOlam Nasis Gedolim Afreya. It's true. It's true. When it turns out later on, right, that she, at least according to Rav, right, according to Rav, that she, you know, that she becomes a saris later on and has Shtei Saros, etc. So we say, okay, so it turns out all this time she was really a gedola. And the reason she didn't have the hairs wasn't because she wasn't a gedola, it was because she has simani saris. So at that point, it is true that once we find out when she's 18 or not, whatever, that she's really an islandess. So yeah, so again, we know, like we said, he says, now I know the whole time why she didn't have Shtei Saros. It wasn't because we're waiting to see if she's a gedola. She was a gedola. She was just an islandess. So she really is a gedola. Okay. But Vahad in La Knas Rabbi Meir, but why Taka does a guy not pay the 50 Chamishim Kesef? Mushum de Mikat Nusa Yotzisa Levagir. Now what happens? There's actually three stages. And we've mentioned this before, right? There's three stages for a woman. There's Katana, which is less than 12 years old. There's Bogeres, which is 12 and a half and up. And there's this interim period from 12 to 12 and a half where a girl is considered a Naira. She's considered a Na'ara. Right? So, and this halacha, according to Rabbi Meir, applies specifically when she's a Na'ara, only when she's 12 and, between 12 and 12 and a half. This woman, what happened to her? She went from being a Katana to being a Bogeres. And she never had the middle stage. And she never had the middle stage. Because she was 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, didn't have Shtei Saros. We didn't know if she was an Islandess. She's 18, we find out she's an Islandess. So then it turns out the whole time she was a Gedola. But that 12 to 12 and a half stage didn't really exist for her. So now look back in Rashi. La'olam nasis Gedola mafreya v'hada in la kanas mei meir mishim dimekat nusa yotzala vagir. Right, that she went from a Katana straight to a Bogeres. The Nairos besimonim Tluyin, because being a Naira, you can only be considered a Naira from 12 and 12 and a half if you already have Simane, you know, godless. You already have Shtei Saros. Vizu ain lo Simanim. So Chashivin and Koya me Katnusa, Katana. She's always considered Katana. Ubi me Narus, Bogeris. And when she was a quote Naira from 12 to 12 and a half, it turns out she was already a Bogeris. Vizu Rabbi Meir ain Laknas. Rabbi Meir has this like special chiddush that he happens to hold this whole din of paying Chamishim Kesef for a woman who was an Anusa. So that's always only going to be when? Only between 12 and 12 and a half. So the reason, so it's almost like there's a unique exception to this one scenario why Rabbi Meir would hold that she doesn't that she doesn't get paid the Chamishim Kesef.
It almost seems that this determination of an islandess will always happen that way, that it's retroactive. Like,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Islandess will always, because you right. Won't know.
You won't know.
You won't know.
Right.
Correct. You won't know. Aval Rabbanan, islandess be make hatnusa, yesh laknas. But the Rabbanan hold that, anyways, an islandess, which is a katana, also gets a knas. The Rabbanan pligi yale, because the Rabbanan argue with him. V'arme katana yesh laknas. So the point is that the reason they asked the question only Rabbi Meir is because according to the Rabbanan, there's no special rule. There's no special rule about specifically a naira. The Rabbanan would say, you know, she's a katan, she's a gedola. You always get paid a knas. It's just Rabbi Meir has this chiddush. So that's what the Gemara attacked him in the first place. And the response back is, you're right, or it's unique to this case that Rabbi Meir would hold that she still doesn't get a knas.
Literal
reading,
because word says in the Torah, it says naira.
Naira, exactly. Right, naira, exactly. Correct. Very good. Yeah. So that's the Gemara's answer to the attack on Rabbi Meir. It's just that, you know, there's this technical difference when it comes to that rule that specifically 12 to 12 and a half, she doesn't get when she's specifically a Naira, is when she doesn't get the Knas. And that's why, according to Rabbi Meir, in this unique scenario, she won't get it because she never has that status. Fine. Okay. So that's what Abaye answered back to Rav Yosef, right? So Rav Yosef attacked Rav, right? What about, according to Rav Meir, this makes no sense, she won't get a Knas. Abaye says, you're right. According to Rav Meir, she won't get the Knas because she skips the Naira stage. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef said back to Baye, by the way, I agree with you. Amalei, Koki Hani Mile Ma'ayasa Yis Amr Mishmai. He's like, you're actually right. I said it myself. I would actually agree with the thing that you said. Okay, what do we mean? Nisanya Ein Hasaris Nidon Ki Ben Sarim Mora Lefisha Ein Ben Sarim Mora Nidon Ela Bechasimas Zakan Hatachton. So we have another example now, right? That a Saris can't be a Ben Sarim Mora either, right? So why can a Saris not be a Ben Sarim Mora? Ben Sarim Mora is a person who a young man who's found stealing meat and stealing wine, and he a few different things that he does that they're concerned about what's going to happen to him in the future, and we kill him because of who he's going to be. It never happened. Lo haivelo niver, the Gemara says, it never happened. But nevertheless, the rule is Ben Sarimura also has to be a very specific age, a specific time. So the Ben Sarimura, so the point is, the Brisa says that a Saris can never be a Ben Sarimura. Why not? First of all, the Ben Sarimura has to already have hair, right, in the general area. The Ein Islandness Nidonis Kenaira Murasa Shikatnusa Yatsalavakanusa Yatsalavagar. Another halakha applies specifically to a Naira. You have a Naira who is engaged, right? She's a Naira that's engaged, and then she's with another man. So we mean engaged, really engaged, like has kiddushin already, so really married. So same thing. An islandess can never be considered a naira murasa, because again, an islandess never hits the stage of an islandess never hits the stage of naarus. So Yosef basically is saying, I agree with you because I actually hold the same rule, that the same belief when it comes to an islandess, that she never hits the status of naira. Okay. Good. So he basically says to him, like, good response, because that's actually what I would have said. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Avohu. So Amar Rabbi Avohu, Simane Saris for Alanis who ben Shmona, Ein Osin behen Maisa, Achihu ben Esrim. So this rules about having the Simanim of a Saris, have the Simanim of an for a boy, for a man, Simanim for an Alanis for a woman, Uben Shmona. Ben Shmona, we mean someone, a child who was 8 months, born after 8 months. We're going to see there's a whole conversation, the Gemara, the assumption that a child born at 7 months will be fine. A child born at full term will be fine. But a child born at 8 months, they had an assumption, a child born at 8 months is not going to survive. It was considered dangerous. The child was born at 8 months. But nevertheless, all of the rules that apply to these three individuals, we don't do anything about it until they hit 20 years old. So look at Rashi. See, money starts for Alan in Osim Ben Maisa, three lines in the bottom. Lachzikam Bigadolim Visarisim. Right, to give them a chazaka that they're a gadol, they're a saris. Aichu Ben Esrim of Lohiviu Umishne Masar Ad Esrim Mitzapim Lehem. And from 12 to 20, we actually wait. Right, Im Yaviu Harehem Katanim Ad Aksha Vim Lo Yaviu Gadolim. Right, we still wait to see if they eventually have Shtei Saros. So it turns out they weren't really bar mitzvah yet until whatever it is, 16, 17, 18, until they grow the two hairs. However, if they never grow them, so what do we see? Turns out the whole time they were actually a gadol, just a gadol who was a saros. So now, and that's the reason why they didn't have Shtei Saros. And look at Rashi, Uben Ches, Shenola Leches Chadashim, was born after 8 months. Ein Osin Bo Maisa Lachziko Keben Kayama, right, to consider him a viable child. Bishvil Simanim. Klomar, Afa Bisha Gamru Simane Sa'aro, but Siparnov, Kishanola, even though he has hair and fingernails, etc. Filuachi La Arminim Ba Kayamahu, Vaday Ashihe Ben Esrim Shana. So from the day he's born until he's 20 years old, we're still not convinced that he's a Bar Kayama until he hits 20 years old. Okay. So back in the Gemara. Oops, that's where. Wait a second. Uben Shmona Mikachai. What do you mean? An 8 month old baby that's born. Again, it's not an 8 month old baby. It's a baby that's born at 8 months of fetal development. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. How's a baby born at 8 months live to be 20? Those children, you told me they don't live. Ben Shmona Mikachai. Vatanya Ben Shmona Harehu Ke'evin. Vasla Tatalo. And then when he's born, he's like a stone, and you're not allowed to touch him. But his mom can bend over and nurse him. You can ask sakana because of the sakana for him, because of the sakana for the mother. But really, we treat a Ben Shimon as like, either like he's not going to survive at all. So says the Gemara, no. No, what the case is, that he had his simanim are finished. Tisanya, as the Brisa says, Ezu ben Shimona koshlo kalulo chadashav. What's a ben Shimona? Ben Shimona is a child who's born and the months were not, you know, didn't finish fetal development. Rabbi Omer simanim mochichna love saro vitziparnav shelo gamru. Right, time of the lo gamru ha gamru aminan hai ben zayinu vishtauhe hudishtai. So Rabbi explains that the point that if he has simanim in the end, right, he has hair, he has fingernails, he's a fully developed child. So what does it teach me? It shows me that he's not a ben ches, he's not a child born after 8 months. Really, he was already fully developed after 7 months. And what happened? He hung out in the womb for an extra month until he liked it in there, until it was time to come out. So this is sort of a sidetrack a little bit. But the point being that once you have a ben ches, if you have a ben ches who is viable and alive and fine, so we say, okay, so really a ben zayin, right? Really was fine. But he just hung out for an extra month. Okay. Gemara says, "Ela hada avid rava tosva uvda beisha shahalach baile l'medina sayam v'ishtahi ad shreisar yarche." So they had a shreisar yarche shasa. So what happened? There was a certain woman who came in front of Rava Tosva, and her husband left. He went on a trip for a year, right? And there was 12 months that went by. V'achshere. And the point is that 12 months went by and she had a baby. So that raises eyebrows, right? How'd she have a baby? Her husband was gone for 12 months. And Rav Tosva said, no. The child's kosher, the child is considered her child and not a mom's there or not whatever. Why was that? Why did he do that? Come on. Who's that like? Karebi, right? So what, you didn't tell me you passed him like Rebbe? The Amar Mishta, right? That the child hung out in the womb for 12 months. Right, they didn't have the Pitocin in those days. They weren't going to, you know, they couldn't get kids. I don't know if they did. I don't know if they did C-sections in those days. But the point being, it was 12 months already. So what would Rebbe say? No problem. The baby was ready at 9 months, but they waited an extra 3 months to come out. And that's the pshat, right? That's what happened here. But the problem is, Rebbe is a yachid. Right, Yachav Rabim, Halacha Karabim. So you can't passing just like, you know, passing only like Rebbe. That's basically the question. You're passing like Rebbe, right? Gemara says no. Kevin the Iker Rabim Shem Gamliel to Amar Mishtai. Since Rabbi Gamliel also holds this idea of Mishtai that the child can actually hang out longer in the womb. Karabim Avad. Yeah. So he really passing. He wasn't passing like Rebbe by himself. He really passing like Rabim. Meaning not that he was passing like the majority, but at least he wasn't a Das Yachid. He wasn't the only one. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds as long as the child sits, you know, stays for Lamed Yom, then it's not considered a nefil. The point being that he holds this idea that Shehiyah, etc., is not a problem. Garashi explains also the same thing that's this idea of Shehiyah, of waiting around is really a thing. So you see that Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds from it. So then it's not a problem. But the bottom line is that was just a sidetrack that we got to once we were in that conversation. But the bottom line is that this child after 8 months, so it can be considered a 7-monther who hung out for an extra month. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, Ezu Saris Chama. What is a Saris Chama? I feel like we asked this question a few times already, right? What is a Saris Chama? Kol Shu Ben Esrim Velo Hevish Saris. He's 20 years old and never grew two hairs. And even if he grows two saros now, after he's 20, so he's 25 years old, he grows two saros, doesn't matter. He's already considered a saros, because it took until 20 for him to even grow the two saros. And what are his simonim? He has no beard. Visaro lakoi, and his hair and his head is very, like, soft and, like, you know, sort of like immature hair, like a young person. Ubisaro machlik, and his skin is very smooth. Mishum Mel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, meaning skin is smooth because he doesn't have a facial hair. Mishum Mel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Yair, Kol She'ein Meimav Malin Resichos. So he says, no, as long as the person urinates and it doesn't create foam. Okay. V'yesh Omer, Kol Amata Mayim Ve'ein Osakipa. And this one we saw before, no, it goes to urinates and he can't create a, you know, arch, right? V'yesh omrim kol sheshichva zaro docha. Others say no, as long as his zera, his semen is like watery and doesn't, it isn't thick. V'yesh omrim kol she'en mimei raglav machmitzin. Others say no, as if he goes to urinates and his urine doesn't get like, gross after a few days of sitting around, we get like, masriach. I guess it's disgusting. That doesn't happen to us. Acherimomim, others say, no, kosher rochets v'mosak shomim v'im besaro mala hevel. Someone who goes to the bathhouse in the winter and his skin doesn't cause like steam to come out. Okay, it has to do with having, the signs of puberty, basically, that the hair is coming out of his body, etc. M'shimel m'laza omer, kosher kolo lakoi. His voice is like, high and smooth. Ve'nikar ben ish l'isha. He can't tell if he's a man or a woman. So for a man, he has a higher voice, and you can't really tell if the voice is a male voice or a female voice. Fine. The point is that the point being, he's not going through the signs of puberty yet, that typical male. Ve'izohi islandis. So what's an islandis? Kol shibas esrim v'lo hevia be'saros. As long as she's 20 years old and hasn't brushed the saros, v'afilo hevia. And then if she brings, right, even if they come eventually, again, the same thing. The fact that they come later doesn't make a difference. Once she hits 20 and it never comes. Even if it comes later, it doesn't matter. And what are the signs for a woman that she's an islandess? She doesn't develop breasts. And tashmish is very difficult for her. She doesn't have some type of, like, her abdomen doesn't look like the way a woman's abdomen looks. But again, it's all the same thing. These are just developmental things. She has a thick voice, a deep voice, and you can't tell if it's a male voice or a woman's voice. Okay. So again, all these are just the simanim that make a person an island. So the Itmar, so now they ask, Simane Saris, Rav Huna Amar, Aichihu kulam. Right, so Rav Huna says, but you had to have all of them. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu be'echamehen. Right, Rav Yochanan says, no, all you have to do is have one of them. That's a big nafkamina, right? So heichadeh hevishtei saros, ubezakan, kule ama, lo pligi de aichihu kulam. But once you have shtei saros and a beard, so then everyone agrees, you got to have all the others, right, to be considered a saros. Ki pligi b'shalo hevi. The machlokas is when the person doesn't have shtei saros. Then you have to have other things also. Okay, so Mar says elahada amr lehu rab baravu al rabbanan. I knew babe Rav Nachman. They once said to him, "Go look, watch Rav Nachman. I besara mala hevel." Right, if his again his skin steams when he goes to the bathhouse. Asiv le bras. Right, then I'll allow him to look at Rashi. I'm a keva the less the coolest sima Aisle Brass would mean that he's gonna allow him to get married to his daughter. Exactly. So come on, who's that like? So Kravuna. Is that like Kravuna? Meaning that we only require one simon? He says, no. Lo Rav Nachman Sikhe Daikna Havule. No, Kravuna had Yesedo Rakis Rash says Zikhe Daikna Yesedo Sazakan. He already had a beard. Right? Klomar Bekam Makomos. So they were watching now for multiple simanim by him. But so the fact that we're looking for one doesn't mean you pass and they only need one. It's just they were watching him. Fine. And let's just finish up the next line. Hasaris lachos v'lemiyavim. Maybe we'll stop here and we'll pick up with the Gemara. We'll be good for tomorrow. So we'll stop for this week and we'll pick up next week.